No, yeah, someone was asking me this yesterday. We were in a discussion about, well, you know, is it the technology leading the idea? Is the idea leading the... I think ultimately to connect with customers and end users, there's ultimately has to be an idea, or there has to be something which is going to motivate them, inspire them, emotionally connect with them, rationally connect with them. And so the idea has to lead. And again, this intelligence is simply a tool. And I think that's... it's easy to start with technology and then find a solution to reverse into it. And I think you might get lucky once every 100 times with that approach, but I think ultimately for repeatable outcomes, and I think that's again the game we've got to be in, how can we repeat a really strong outcome, a really smart outcome, a really effective outcome again and again and again. I think you have to start with the idea and then find the appropriate tools in order to get you there. But it's those tools that are changing. And that's kind of exciting, because some of these tools, intelligent tools, not just dumb tools that you tell it what to do and it does it for you, they may be able to offer creative avenues or opportunities, or add to the idea, or simplify the idea in a way which you maybe didn't expect, you know, through its collective intelligence, through ideas like this having been done thousands of times before. If the tool can learn, it can maybe alert you and notify you of maybe something you're missing or maybe something you should add. And that's kind of interesting. And that's kind of, all of a sudden you start working in collaboration, maybe not with another human, but maybe with a piece of technology. And that's kind of, I think that's probably an interesting place to be.